This is the second blog post that details the Salesforce CLI team's progress towards 100% open sourcing of the CLI code. If you haven't read the first post, or need a refresher, check it out here. Now that you're all caught up and refreshed, you probably have two questions. It's been 8 months, what happened? And what progress has been made in that time? We're excited to share that a lot has happened. We wrote the first blog post to explain where we were and where we wanted to go. Since then, the CLI team has created an easily extensible framework for other engineering teams to use in following our lead and open sourcing their commands. Developing the framework involved creating plugin templates and CircleC orbs to allow other dev teams to skip over the setup and integration steps and start coding their plugins right away. These frameworks were the basis for moving everything into plugins. I'll get into more detail about how they helped later. Before diving into our current status, let's go over some of the promises and goals of the first blog post and check our progress towards completion. Checking in. In the first blog post, we teased that we've created a GitHub organization for Salesforce CLI. Good news, we've accomplished that goal. You can browse the GitHub organization here, https://github.com/salesforcecli. This is where we put all of our new plugins, orbs, templates, aggregators, and monitoring repositories. When we create anything new, we'll put it in that organization for you to keep an eye on and see how we build things in the open. We've kept our current issues repository, https://github.com/forsa.com/cli/issues, and move the release notes to the same repository, https://github.com/forsa.com/cli/tree/main/release notes. We're deep in the trenches of breaking up the Salesforce OM plugin. At the time of this writing, there are at least 40 open-source commands in the organization's repository spread across 11 different plugins, and we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. I'll go into more detail about this process later in this blog post. We've also created a status repository, https://github.com/salesforcecli/status, that monitors the other repositories in the GitHub organization. Here you can check the version of a specific plugin, when it was last published, its current build status, and the overall health of the CLI and its components. Any new code or repositories the team creates will be made in the open. Our team has fully committed to 100% open source work from now on. Breaking up Salesforce ALM plugin. Just take a peek at https://github.com/salesforcecli to see all that we've been working on over the past 8 months. Once we settled into a rhythm, the team started migrating into new plugins very quickly. Each repository corresponds to a plugin. Here's the current status of the plugins we've open sourced. Complete currently in progress remaining alias datum.py auth source org part 2 config org part 1 packaging schema project user communities limits apex templates custom metadata scanner orb salesforce xcli. Some plugins have been brought to the top level, which means, for example, that you now run sfdx config set instead of the old sfdx force config set. We've completed this work for the auth, alias and config topics. But don't worry, we've aliased them so they also work under the force namespace, which means your current scripts won't break. However, we highly recommend that you start using the new command names as soon as possible. From the table above, you can see that we've made great progress towards open sourcing everything. Unfortunately, some of the remaining topics to be broken out, specifically source, are the most complex and will take the longest to open source. We are prioritizing them over the next year. Back in the first blog post, we said that more and more plugins would be under Salesforce X and even outside of it too. Run SFDX plugins core to see our progress and how we've accomplished what we said we would. Now releasing, plugins and the CLI. When we began open sourcing the CLI code, we knew that we would also have to change how we release the CLI. Instead of releasing a mono repo structure, we now release new versions of multiple plugins. These are then consumed by one or more aggregators and we ship that end result. In theory, this process isn't too difficult to implement, but in practice it took a lot of work to create a reliable and reusable CircleC orb. Now, a PR merge from a develop branch into the main branch of any plugin's repository automatically kicks off a release of that plugin. It's then automatically published and promoted to a new version on NPM, and then listed as a dependency of one of the aggregators. Here you can see the plugin user plugin listed as a dependency for the Salesforce X plugin. We place all commands that are under the Force namespace, such as Force Schema, in the Salesforce X aggregator. Plugins for commands outside of the Force namespace, such as plugin auth, are included directly from the CLI repository, and thus you run these commands using SFDX auth. Currently, the latest RC version is only available via NPM. To test it out, you would run npm install sfdx cli at latest rc. It's not quite available yet for the standard installed version of the cli, but it's coming soon. In the future, you could run sfdx update stable rc. Although stable rc and latest rc will point to the same version, the names are different because using latest and latest rc is an npm convention, so we're using it for npm based installations. The stable and stable rc are an OCLIF convention. So you have a 1 week window to test it out, and, if you find any bugs, make sure to post them in the CLI issues repository with latest RC tag and the version number. Below you can see that the latest RC tag is pointing to version 7.87.0 and the latest tag is pointing at 7.86.3. We provide the latest RC tag for people to preview what's coming, test new features, and ensure that it's ready for its promotion to latest. Once promoted to latest, it is live in the current version. The CLI team highly encourages everyone to use the latest RC tag as much as possible. To ensure compatibility, we suggest you update your release processes or scripts to use both tags. Check out https://developer.salesforce.com/docs/atlas.ns.sfdx_dev.meta/sfdx_dev/sfdx_dev_c_org_dev_repos.htm for a variety of C/CD platforms and their respective configuration files. Contributing. Let's close our eyes and imagine this scenario. You think of a feature that will benefit other users, or you come up with a bug fix, or you dream up a quality of life improvement that everyone would love. Instead of opening an issue and marking it as a feature request, we encourage you to dig into the source code and work on it yourself. You'll get great experience understanding how a specific command works behind the scenes, which in turn can help you optimize your own workflow. We accept pull requests to all of our open source repositories. If you create a PR, you'll work closely with the CLI team as we go through iterations and reviews. If your PR is merged and released, I'm sure you'll be happy using your new feature. And the CLI team will be over the moon seeing an outside collaborator successfully closing a pull request. What if you have some very complex conditionals and custom interactions that you're executing in a script? Or you're doing some API wizardry that could benefit from being placed within a command? It's not logic everyone needs, but for some it would be a game changer. How do you easily distribute this to other members on your team or the community to use? An SFDX plugin. Luckily, we have the plugin template repository, which contains everything you'll need to get started on coding your very own plugin. This includes CircleC orbs to use, S-linting rules, commit validation, backwards compatibility checking, and OCLIF support right out of the box. The template is set up to use the latest TypeScript and S-lint targets. The plugin template repository was created using the SFDX plugins generate command. It was then added to create a standardized repository for the rest of the plugins. If you want to see the power of plugins yourself, take a look at what one of our engineers, Shane, has created with his Shane SFDX plugins plugin. Conclusion. We've made great strides towards achieving a 100% open source CLI from Salesforce. There are a few hurdles left, but at this point we've done most of the hard work and the runway is clear for us to continue. We won't stop until we've open-sourced as many commands as possible. Hopefully now, as a reader, you'll feel more comfortable creating a pull request for fixing a bug or adding a new feature, and then understanding how it will be released and when you can expect to see your change live. We're all incredibly excited about our progress and where we're going. We can't wait for you to see what we've been working on. Remember to check the release notes every week to stay up to date with new features, fixes, and requests for comments, RFCs, where you can influence our design process. About the author. Willie Ruemmel is an engineer on the Salesforce CLI team. This is his first job after graduating from the Colorado School of Mines in 2019. He started working at Salesforce as an intern, and now has been working full-time for almost 1.5 years. When he's not working, he enjoys mountain biking, rock climbing, surfing, and snowboarding.